everybody. This is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Hey, today on Monday, Northern Florida, you are wasted chest from northeast to 7 seconds with north winds about 12 miles per hour that are going to turn northeast in a little bit for the afternoon and ease a little. Down around the Palm Coast to the north of the Cape, we're a little smaller, about waist high, with lucky bigger sets from northeast to 7 seconds. Those gentle north winds again turn northeast and build a little for the afternoon. Now, if you're down south of the Cape, Space Coast people, thigh to waist high from the northeast at 8 seconds. Light northeast winds are going to build a little bit for the afternoon. And remember, these northeast swells don't like areas that are kind of shadowed out like Jetty Park there at the Cape. For Tuesday, the swell continues from the northeast, but we're going to be a notch smaller, still around 7 to 8 seconds. And it looks like we're going to have around 9 mile per hour northeast winds for most of the day. Looking ahead, winds stay onshore, but they're going to be a little bit lighter, and we're going to be down in size a little bit for Wednesday, and it looks like we're going to be kind of on a downward trend through Thursday. We could see a little resurgence in size because those northeast winds and wind swell are going to kick up again a little bit for Friday and Saturday, but it might be mostly for northern Florida. Central Florida might not see too much additional size. Looks like we have another chance at one of these strong northeast wind swells again on Sunday and maybe Monday. And then after that, we have this potential storm out in the Atlantic. Right now, it has an 80% chance of formation. This morning when I did the first report, it was actually only around 40%, and then they upgraded it around 8:30 or so. And when I refreshed, I was like, oh, now it's up to 80%. So I went back and made an update in the forecast this morning. But if it does form up right now, those models are giving it a really good chance of hooking up north a little before where Aaron hooked north. The last storm, we had a little more dissension between the models. The Euro had it going down and dissipating, but this time, pretty much all the models are all kind of taking it on the same track up into the Atlantic. And that would bring us a swell for next week. So I'll be back on Wednesday to give you guys an update, because whenever we have these kind of conditions, those models tend to kind of move around a little bit, and things can definitely change. And because of that, we have those cams, and it's always the best idea to check the cams, because that's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.